Ballad of the Despairing Husband. My wife and I lived all alone. Contention was our only bone. I fought with her, she fought with me, and things went on right merrily. But now I live here by myself, with hardly a damn thing on the shelf, and pass my days with little cheer, since I have parted from my dear. Oh, come home soon, I write to her. Go fuck yourself, is her answer. Now what is that for Christian word? I hope she feeds on dried goose turd. But still I love her, yes I do. I love her and the children too. I only think it fit that she should quickly come right back to me. I know, she says, and she is tough, and smacks me down with her rebuff. I know, she says, I will not come after the bloody things you've done. Oh, wife, I tell you true, I never loved no one but you. I never will. It cannot be another woman is for me. That may be right, she will say then, but as for me, there's other men, and I will tell you I propose to catch them firmly by the nose. And I will wear what dresses I choose, and I will dance, and what's to lose? I'm free of you, you little prick, and I'm the one can make it stick. Was this the darling I did love? Was this that mercy from above did open violets in the spring and made my own worn self to sing? She was, I know, and she is still, and if I love her, then so I will, and I will tell her, and tell her right. O lovely lady, morning or evening or afternoon, O lovely lady, eating with or without a spoon, O most lovely lady, whether dressed or undressed or partly, O most lovely lady, getting up or going to bed or sitting only, O loveliest of ladies, than whom none is more fair, more gracious, more beautiful. O loveliest of ladies, whether you are just or unjust, merciful, indifferent, or cruel. O most loveliest of ladies, doing whatever, seeing whatever, being whatever. O most loveliest of ladies, in rain, in shine, in any weather. O lady, grant me time, please, to finish my rhyme.